to the Kohen Gadol, the holiest man at the holiest time in the holiest place, Olam Shana Nefesh, which is what he creates in the Kodesh HaKadoshim Ashon. He creates an Anon full of smoke, Olam Shana Nefesh, in the highest Zman of the year, the highest place of the year, but the highest person of the year. But the Torah says, Al Yavo B'chol Eis El HaKodesh, in Parshas Achrimos. Kohen Gadol should not come in the Cholis, which is the source that we learn that the Kohen Gadol only goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim one day a year, on Yom Kippur. But that's a very weird and odd way to tell us that the Kohen Gadol is usher and is prohibited to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim any other day of the year. It should say, Rak on Yom Kippur, he can come in. When I say, do me a favor, don't come to me every day, the implication is that, you know, every other day or twice a week, you should come. But to highlight the idea of that you should never come, you should never enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Al Yavo B'chol Eis El HaKodesh, is the wrong way to send that message. Right? It sounds like I can't come all the time, but I can come often. This is the Kasha the Kliyakar, the phraseology and what the Torah is trying to depict to us, and the message of the Torah, it doesn't really, is not really accurate in the way it's formulated in terms of the restrictions in Achrimos, in terms of the Kohen entering into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Rabbos, I want to ask you another question. We know that we find ourselves in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, in the world of the Balatanya, the world of the Beinonim, the world of the people that didn't get inscribed to Chaim, and Baruch Hashem didn't get inscribed to Misa, and where Tzluyin V'omdin. We need these days, we need every second of these days to be Zoyche, ultimately on Yom Kippur. But Rabbi say, if we're really Beinonim, if we're really Nishtehin Nishteher, if we're really in the middle, we're the average guy, the average person, we're human. So I ask you, Rabbi Yisai, Akasha, that's not my Akasha, but Akasha the Rif. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're a Baal Chesed. Just tip the scales. Let's just do away with this whole Aseres Yemei Tshuva anxiety. Let's just tip the scales. Or Mechza al Mechza. So let me be Zoyche B'din. Let me be Zoyche B'din by the fact that we have half and half. The whole setup of Tzadikim that have Rosh Chuyos and Rishon that have Rosh Averus and then the Beinonim which it presents to us, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, is very, very, very difficult. And then finally, Rabbi said, the Kasha that Tosis asks, the kasha that many of the Rishonim asks, is that you find Rishonim that are living on, that are still Zoyche L'chayim, which ultimately causes Tosis to say that these Svarim are not only referring to Sifarim in the Olam Hazeh, but referring to Svarim in the Olam Ha'emes. Rabbi Yisai, I would like to share with you a Gemara and learn with you a piece that I sent to you, the last and final piece of Tzlach, of Tzil Nefesh Chaya, of the Noidi B'Yehuda in Meseches Yuma. I think this piece of tzlach puts our lives in our perspective, what we're trying to accomplish in this world, and helps us as we come to Yom HaDin. Because the Gemara says something incredible. I'm not sure if you're aware about this Gemara, but the Gemara in Yuma tells us, which is what this final tzlach in the end of Maseches Yuma is commenting on, says something startling. Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rab Yoinasan. Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmani says in the name of Yoinasan, G'dayla tshuva, tshuva, repentance, doesn't only allow you to succeed, doesn't only help you, but listen to what the Gemara says. Shema'areches yomav ushnosav shel adam. Tshuva extends life itself. Now, Rabosa, I want to understand that. Is that really the case? We are allotted a certain amount of time given to us. We have a ketzev. We have a certain, you know, a ketz. We have a certain amount of time on this world, and dependent on if we do tshuva will be whether or not we live longer or not. So that is what the tzlach is grappling with. A question that is really should bother all of us. Says the tzlach as follows. Let's skip to the second paragraph. There is a Gemara in Yevamos. Machlokes between the Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon. Es misbar yamecha amale, the pasuk says. Elu shnei dairis. These are the years of a generation. Zacha, if he merits, mashlimin la. Lo zacha, pochsin la. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, if a person is zaycha, so then he can complete his days. If not, says Rabbi Akiva, then we minimize, we pochis his days. That's the pasuk, es misbar yamecha amale. But chachamim rabosai, chachamim have a different approach. Es misbar yamecha amale, say chachamim, zocha moisifin loy, loy zocha poichsin loy. If a person merits, he gets more days. If a person did not merit, so he gets reduced his days. Perish Rashi. Zacha maisifin, v'hai amalei, chacham understand as lashon tosefesu, adding on to the days. So ask the tzlach the following question, Rabosai. Es mispar yomecha amalei, ask the tzlach the Rabbeinu Shalom is saying, v'hinei kashali, I don't understand. De'al pokonim, charutzim yomav v'mispar. Everyone has engraved a certain amount of time that is allotted. Dahare es mispar ksiv. There is a mispar, as the pasuk says, es mispar yomecha amalei. There's some count, right? There's some number that has significance. What is the significance of that number? It's all going to be relative. Michlal diyika mispar vihiku vakashel rabbanon lamai hilchasa mispar azeh v'lama hukba mispar klal kevan shakol lefi aschus v'achov. Hein chaser, hein yatir. Ask the tzlach, why is there ever a mispar? There is no amount of days. There's no set number. It all depends on the way you live your life. If you're going to be zoche, so then it's going to be a tosefes. I'm going to be mosif according to chachamim. And if you're going to what? Not be zoche, so I'm going to be morid. I'm going to be poches from the days. So what is the significance of the mispar? Of the essential time that you're given. It's all going to be relative to the way you live your life. Everyone understand the kasha, the tzlach? The way the chachomim present the interpretation of the pasuk, es misbar yomecha amalei, that it's either going to be added on or it's going to be reduced. So then there shouldn't be a misbar to begin with. It has absolutely no significance. Bilama hukba misbar klal, kevin shakol lefi aschus v'achiyav. Hein chaser, hein yatzir. Rabbi Isai, Look carefully into this tzlach. Put this in your pocket, Rabbi Yisai, and go into Yom Adin with this tzlach. Elavadai sheyimei ha'odim k'tuvim. Life is set. We have a limited amount of time on this world. That's not what Chachamim are reinterpreting. You have al kopanim lefroa chovo hamutal alav dvar yom biyomo. We have a debt. We have something that we owe to the Borei Olam that we have to pay back with our lives and every day that we breathe and that we live. And the chiyuv is to come to the lender, to the person who gave us this loan, to the bank, at the end, when we come into the Olam HaEmes, and we shouldn't be missing any of that debt, any of the money that was obligated. Says the Tzlach, Rabbi said, let me explain to you what life is about. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask you to come in front of him, not only with your personality, not only with your neshama, but with your days. Your days are going to come to the Olam HaEmes. And if every day is fulfilled and time was taken advantage of and time was utilized and there was chiyus incorporated into all the seconds and all the days of our life, so then that's what Olam Haba is. Was Bala Olam Haba b'shleimus b'li greyusa. We come complete into Olam Haba. Va'al zeh ne'emar. And on this, the Pasuk says, Va'avraham zokein. Avraham was old and he passed away. Ba bayomim. The Midrash says, Ba b'chol yomav. He comes with his days. His days are testifying on his behalf. He's coming with all of the change, with all of the money, with all of the bills that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is collecting. He had a kinyan, a complete kinyan. He actualized those days. He utilized those days. But if a person wastes time, if a person wastes away his life, if a person holds on to other distractions and takes all of the loan and all of the money and all of the entities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in this world, and he wastes it and he abuses it. So what? He just comes to the Rebbeinu Shalom and he's what? He still owes him millions of dollars. He comes now with half the amount. They're worthless. These days are obsolete. That's like an expired coin. You're going to go to the store and try to buy the paper with obsolete money. These things don't. They need new batteries. This item doesn't work anymore. We don't play on cassettes anymore. We don't even use CDs anymore. Rabbi, where are you from? This is obsolete. These days are useless. There's no chiyus in them. This is not how you can cash in. This is not what you could bring in to the Borei Olam on that day of judgment. That's Pshat in Chazal. A Rasha that lives life for just enjoyment, for just the here and now. Those days are worthless. Those days have no value in the day of judgment, in the ultimate court that's going to be Las Lavo. Harishoim Bechayim Kriyam Mason. This is death. There's no chias in these days. Ube'es Moso Yomav Chaserim. And then when he dies, what happens, Rabosa? He's left with nothing. He's left with a lot of debt. He owes a lot of money. Umuchuyiv Liskalgel, Rabbi say, this is the most frightening part of the tzlach. Rabbi said, this is the most frightening part of the tzlach. Umechuyev lehiskalgil. Od hapam kulehai ula yashlim zman. Ultimately, what does he have to do? He has to come back to this world. and he has to pay back those days that he owes to the Rabbi Nishal. And this Tzlach says, it's Beferish Hapsuk. V'zeramzu chach me'amusar b'posuk. Kishnois mispar ye'esoyu. The years and the numbers will come v'oireach lo'oshuv, and the one who is a guest will not return. Aloch ruchi, chavolo yomi nizaku kvarim li. B'ze pirusha. Listen to what the Tzlach says to interpret this pasuk in Iyuv. Shnos mispar ye'esoyu. Shekol shanim aktuvim l'mimispar ye'esoyu. All the days, shekulam yavo imo be'es mosul. All the days will come when he dies. The hainu baba yom. Va'az, and if you were zoiche, ve'oireach, loy oshuv ahalach. I will not return. He's going to be a guest and enjoy himself in the Olam HaEmes. He will not return to this world. He will stay and reside in Olam Haba until Tchilas HaMesim. But if my whole drive in life was destructive, Ki Arishayim Chovlim Ba'atzmam, the Rishayim destroy themselves. Bechol Chet V'Hashama Chovlim B'Nafsho, they destroy their soul. Hakol Lefi Apgam Yitain B'Moso B'Rucho B'Nishmaso, Va'al Yidei Yomav Nizaku. Va'yadod Yomav Nizaku, Shenichrusu Yomav V'Nichsaru Me'am Mispar. Now, his days himself were now reduced. Ube Eis Moso, when he comes and he dies, any days that are defective, that are obsolete, can't return to the Bayrei Olam and can't be counted as added money, added a payback. He has to return to this world. Says the Pasuk in Iyuv. He has more than one burial. Shenikbar pam shenis, he's buried a second time. Va'akvura rishayna haisa al magen ki ikar akvura tikon anefesh ki anefesh ein nefredes me'aguf gam achrei mosul rova ergo kol yumei chayim ad she'aguf nitam be'ikavar va'az anefesh ol lamala. So he says this person, the original kvura, wasn't sufficient. Let's go to the next paragraph. V'enei arasha ino nosein alev ki ulai kvar hu begigul she'inu shlishi. Says the Tzach Rabot say to each and every one of us, we have no idea if this is our first time in this world. This could be, God doesn't allow us to know whether we're here on a tikkun, whether we're here to get more days, or we're not, or not, or this is the first time around. Sha'ad ka nemar yifal al pamim sholoshim gever, then pam shlishul yitakan of the tikvosa, when he has the chance to fix it three times and then that's it. You forget everything. That's what the Tzlach says. Now the Tzlach brings everything back to our original questions. Comes along the Tzlach and he says, Gimel Svarim Niftachim, Nachzer L'Rishayim. Let's go back to the original questions. There's the Gemara about the three Svarim that are open. Rishayim nechtavim, v'nechtamim la'alter, l'misa l'tzadikim, la'alter l'chayim. What is really going on in this Gemara? Says the Tzlach, perhaps we misunderstood the Gemara. Let's skip to the end of the next paragraph. U'l'dvarei nicha, the gimel svarim hu milashon saper v'sipur. The svarim here is a story. Is a story of what? Of divrei hayamim. Hainu sipure divrei ayamim bimei chayim shel tzidikim. The story of the tzadikim's lives that didn't waste their lives away, that utilized all the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them and actualized and was here for a purpose and focused on that mission. So they are nechtavim l'chayim. These are days of individuals that will come l'olam ha'asid and will say, here it is. These days have chiyus. These days have value. These days are something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can utilize and can be given back to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and they're entered into L'chai. These are days that could be inscribed. These are days that actually have value, that have meaning, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu registers into his book. Because these are days that are chayim, that have a chiyas, that were kaina, a kinyan. Ushnos mispar yasayu. And those are days that support the tzaddik. Bishel Rishoim Rabosai Lehavdil Nebuch. I knew Mispar Ayom Shalahem Enu Nechshavim Lechayim. There's nothing HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do with this. These days are meaningless. You're coming here broke. You're bankrupt. You don't have anything over here. This is nothing useful. Yichlu Behevel Yemeim Shnosayim Bebehelov Nechtavim Lemisa Shalok Kanu Metzias Chayim. And then Rabbi said, what do we have? We have the Beinonim. We have the Beinonim. The Lama Bebeinonim, the Rif asks, Im Lo Zachu Nechtavim Lemisa V'lama Lo Yata Klapei Chesed U'kamo Begimol Kitas Liyom Adin Lebeis Hillel perhaps the book says that tzlach is not only referring to a world of punishment or a world of merit or a world of schus, but rather how you're going to present yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that answers the question, why can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just tip the scales? Because it's not only about whether or not you're going to be guilty or not guilty in this world. He's still stuck with what? With empty days, with empty time. And he doesn't have chayim on all of those days. The Beinoni is still stuck. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matei klapei chesed. But where did your days get value, get significance? How do your days now have meaning in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of what he granted you, of what he gave you? How does that magically happen? All the time we wasted, all the times we were distracted from why we're here, what our purpose is. That's the book of the Beinoni that's stuck with a reality of empty days, of days of death. This is not life. This is not something that has value. Zel Pirish HaMaimer says the Tzlach Rabbi Yisai. That is what Tshuva does. Tshuva, the word with the Gemara we began with, what the Tzlach is coming to explain ultimately, Rabbi Yisai. Shema'arechas Yomav Shel Adam. So we understand this to be mystical, to mean something that we don't understand, that the schus of tshuva now can elongate, now you can live longer. Says the Tzlach, that can't be. Because if that's the case, then there is no mispar to your yomim. Then you don't have a set amount of years. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should never have had a count to begin with, like he asked against Chachomim. Im zachu mosifin, im loy zachu poichsin. So why have a count to begin with? Says the Tzlach, you misunderstood life. You misunderstood what these days are. We're not trying to just extend and live longer and chap as much enjoyment as we can. We're trying to present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu days of life, days of meaning, days of purpose. Yomim that were koine chiyus. And there's no way HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tip that scale. Because that's a reality that we create for ourselves. When we come and the svarim are niftach and we look at all of our days, how much is dead and how much is alive? How much is wasted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what am I giving this to him for? And how much is added value that we now can return back to Hashem and say, look at what the time that I gave you, look what I did with. So Rabbi Yisai, myself included, we all have dead days, yomim that are dead, that are mace. We all have time that we wasted away. So what could we do? How could we fix that? How can we make that tshuva can assist and can now bring back value to those days? So this is probably the most important line of the entire Tzlach. Not only his setup to what judgment is, to what the purpose of living and what does life and death really mean in terms of all of these books and in terms of our lives, but then he closes with the following statement. Says the Tzlach. Zehu perish amaymer derab Shmuel bar Nachmani omrav Yoyinsa. Gadol tshuva shemareches yemosov shel adam. Shem asa tshuva. If a person now repents, as donos nasalos chizkuyos, nimtzakonu hayomim limafreya. Chiyus al yidei aschuyos halol. Those days do not have to be gone. Time does not have to be something that is irreplaceable. Not in the world of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. You can go back lemafreya retroactively. Through what? Through tshuva. And I'm adding on, Rabbi Yisai, what the Tzlach is saying. Tshuva, specifically tshuva. Tshuva of an obsession. Tshuva of, I recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything you gave me was a gift, that none of this can be taken for granted, that I have to acknowledge my entire existence, and is so much easier on a year like this, Rabosai, that now I do this not because I fear, not because I want to live or I want to die, because that's not what life and death is all about. It's about a purpose and it's about a life of meaning, a life of value, a life that can be cashed in. So how can I kick back those days that are wasted, that are done, that have no value? Only through tshuva mi'afa. Through tshuva that zdonos nasis lo kizchuyos. That just like in Avera, that we desire, we have the impetus. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to ignore our sins, not to not respond to our sins and not punish our sins, but our sins are reality. We use those days that we were Meruchot Hashem, and we look at it and say, I wish I could take back time, Rabbi Yisai, like that old song. I wish I could take back time. I wish I could find a way. I wish I could utilize those days. You know why? Because I'm distant from you. Because I long you. Because I love you. Because I want to create a new relationship with you. I want a deeper connection with you. That is what my life is about. If a person does that, he can go back in time. And he can be koine chiyus to every single day from this year. That is the koyach of tshuva in this zman, Rabbi Yisai. It's like nothing else in the natural sphere of the world. Which is why tshuva, the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Nun Dalet says, tshuva had to be koidem lemaisa bereishis. Why? Because tshuva, real tshuva, adding chiyas to days that are gone, makes scientifically no sense. But when it's about what? Utilizing those days of distance. Those days of waste, those days of not what you're intending for, those days of not what you're longing for, those days of what? Of richuk, but now that so doesn't match and is such an interruption to what I'm trying to cultivate in my purpose in this world. And that's why I want to go back in time, not because I'm scared. Not because I'm doomed. Not because anything else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want meaning and I want connection. I want my time to be useful. I want my days to be koine shvis, to be koine chiyus. That's what I'm interested in. That's my impetus. That's why Zdonos of Arnassus Locus Chuyos. Because he now is asking for a connection. And now all of those distant experiences are now affecting me. And I wish that now it could somehow match the life that I really want to have with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's out of love, out of passion, out of desires. Those are the experiences that I want. I want that when I come to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should be able to present myself, and that should match and not disrupt and be different than what I'm trying to represent. I am a person of meeting. I am a person of connection. I am a person that desires a relationship with you. And I'd like my days to represent that. That's what true tshuva mi'ava is. To go back in time and wish that those days would now what? Facilitate what I really mean right now. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow. You might have empty days temporarily, but if this guy right now wants to deepen our connection, wants to go back in time and wish that those would facilitate and would propel a deeper connection. So then what? Lemafreya. His life now is elongated. His life now has so much more meaning. And yes, temporarily those were averos, those were wasted days. But now because of the nature of the relationship that he has, those days now actually have value. It's all about value, Rabbi Yossi. It's all about value. It's all about value. And what might have been cheap, or what might have been something that didn't have a good pricing and a top value back in the days 4 months ago, Rabbi Yossi, now could be added and injected with a higher value. Those days now added value through this relationship, through this tshuva me'ava. We can go back in time. Rabbi Isaiah, I asked you a question. The paradigm example that the Tzlach says is what Chazal tell us, Avram Avinu is zakin ba bayomin. He came with all his days. Out of any one of the three avos, that I would tell you, he definitely did not come with all of his days, would be Avram Avinu. To the extent that the Rambam writes in Yesodei HaTorah, Avram Avinu only became from Rabbi Yossi at the age of 48. Okay, it's Machlokes, but 48. 48, Rabbi Yossi, and that's the father that you say, Zokin Ba Bayomim, he comes with full value on all of his days, ba b'chol yomav? The answer is yes. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva tells us that Avram Avinu is the father of what? Of Ahava, of Tshuva Mi'ava. And once you get to a point that all you want is connection, that all you want is just to interact with Hashem and to be constantly on his mind, and all I want is a life of meaning. You know what, Rabbi Yossi? I even want those original days to now be added meaning. So now, through tshuva mi'ava, I can inject value into those days, into that wasted time, into the zman that we think through the natural course of events and through the world of teva, and after sheishes mebreishes, time goes and time is gone, and now I have no way of bringing that back to the Ribbono Shel Olam and presenting that. Something of value, something of purpose, something of chiyus. And Avram Avinu is the paradigm, is the example of mispar shnosecha amale. Mispar yumosecha amale. I will fill your days. Not necessarily because you were on the track at the get-go at the beginning, but retroactively, you can inject those days if you chop onto the message and to the plan and to the program right now during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Are you going to come with days that are dead, with days that are empty, with time that is wasted, with value that is expired? Or are you now going to make sure that all of your experiences all of your life story all had a purpose and all was for a reason and is now being presented as the most valuable thing. Don't let anyone ever tell you that what was, was. Not in Yiddishkeit. That is only true if you live in a world of fear, in a world of anxiety, and you're really not trying to cultivate a connection with Hashem. But if you're a world of tshuva me'ava, if you're a ben of Avraham Avinu, if you look at life as what, there's a purpose. And even though I hopped onto the program later on in life, but I can retroactively use all of those days of distance to be propellers to a deeper relationship. Then ultimately, at the end of the day, the temporary status of those days is not what's going to be presented to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the retroactive status of those days, of where it got you, is ultimately going to be presented to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now you ask yourself, I have a choice of how to enter into Yom Kippur. How do I enter into Yom Kippur? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol eis al yovo el HaKadosh. Don't go with a time capsule into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Don't go with a watch that time is gone and time is spent into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Revive the days. Bring them back to a reality. Bring them back to what something HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be get nachas from, could enjoy, could now have value, could be invested. You can revive those days, Rabbi Sai. You have to ask yourself one question. Why am I doing tshuva? Why am I going to shul on Yom Kippur? Why am I entering into the Shabbos shuva? Why am I doing this? In order for me to now live another year of Tavshin Pei Aleph, of this, of wasting, of distractions, of days of lack of value and purpose. So then what? We're going to be coming again and again and again, like the Tzlach said, because we have nothing to present to the Rabbi Nishol. But Rabbi Yisai, if we chop the message now, and we understand that yes, we wasted time, myself included, and we live in a door, Rabbi Yisai, that wasting time is probably the biggest avla that exists. So much of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's precious zman in this world is invested into us and we blow it away. We have industries, we have technologies, we have so many things that are just dedicated to what? Absolutely no value whatsoever. I'm not even talking about schmutz right now. I'm not even talking about appropriate versus not appropriate. That's another schmooze. I'm just talking about what? Time. What do you do with your time? What do you realize? How is your time going to present yourself on the day of judgment? What is with all that zman? Al yavo b'chol eis el HaKodesh. Don't bring wasted time. Don't bring zman that's just been spent, that's been gone. Revive those moments. Revive it. Inject it with chiyus by now cultivating a new relationship that now allows for a life of tshuva me'ava. You have now the ability in these next few days to decide to have a new path in life, to have a life of being an oyev in Ahuv towards the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that now could ultimately create a time machine and go back in time and be ma'arich and lengthen your life. Not so that you just can be standing on this globe for more time, but so that you could have more days that you could present to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Listen to the words of the Tzlach. What are your days going to look like? Next time we decide, we go into the bathroom and we're going to take that piece and that item with us What? Why are we here? What are we trying to accomplish? What are we trying to do? What's our purpose? Is that really the type of relationship? Is that the way I want to present myself? Those days are going to be speaking right near me, Rabbi. So the Tzlach just said it. The Tzlach knows what he's saying. Tshuva is marich yameim shel adam. And now I'm going to go and I'm just going to do the opposite of tshuva. I'm going to continue my habits of just wasting and wasting away. No. Not when I understand what Aseres Yemei Tshuva is about. It's about the Yemei Tshuva. It's about bringing Achias to those Yamin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift that we can go back in time. Let's utilize that gift. Let's cultivate that relationship, Rabbi Say. Let's understand how every second from now on is precious and is an experience. You don't want to miss 1 second of that honeymoon that is going to create memories for your life with your wife or with your spouse. So too, Rabbi Say, with the Bayer Yoyla. We now have the ability to go on a honeymoon for the rest of our lives. And Amir Tzashem, bring back all of those moments that facilitated and that propelled to get us to where we are today. Al Yavo Bechol Eis El HaKodesh. Avram Avinu chapped the message later on. You could chap the message later on. It's only if you implement tshuva me'ava, a tshuva of love, a tshuva of I want to be the best that I could be. I want to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything you give me is a blessing and is a nes, and every aspect of my life is a miracle. And may I have a new perspective on life, of an ohuv with an oyev. How would I ever want to abuse that gift that you gave me? And that is what's propelling me. Not fear, not anxiety, not nerves, and not punishment. Ultimately, Rabbi Yisai, that will not only be mezakeh us b'din, but will give you the greatest life of meaning from this day forward, Rabbi Yisai. It's a very deep yisod. It's a very scary, scary idea that the Tzlach is developing for us, but that's ultimately what life is about, Rabbi Yisai. And it's time we start living. Yeshikayach.